the meta-analysis was done to look at how the checkpoint inhibition strategy compared to chemotherapy alone based on whether a patient had EGFR mutation or wild-type EGFR. Now, we all know that there have been multiple randomized trials with Nivo, Pembro, and Atezo that compared these agents to docetaxel in the second-line setting. And these phase 3 trials all consistently showed that use of a checkpoint inhibition was associated with favorable survival compared to docetaxel alone. And this study basically pools all those data together to see how many EGFR-mutated patients were included in these phase 3 trials, and how did their outcomes compare to patients with EGFR wild-type tumors. Outcomes for patients with EGFR wild-type tumor consistently favor the use of a checkpoint inhibitor, and the cumulative hazard ratio is somewhere in the ballpark of 0.7. For EGFR-mutated tumor patients enrolled in these trials, the composite hazard ratio was 1.05, suggesting that for these patients with EGFR mutation, chemotherapy did better than immune checkpoint inhibition. Now, we don't have information on ALK on these patients because those were a relatively small number of patients, but this goes on to say that it's not a given that if it works for everybody, it should work for EGFR mutated patients.
We should note that subsequent to recording these discussions, results from the Phase 3 FLORA study were presented at the ESMO meeting, demonstrating that osimertinib significantly improved progression-free survival compared to standard-of-care EGFR TKIs for patients with EGFR-mutated metastatic lung cancer. Results from the Phase 3 PACIFIC study were also presented at the ESMO meeting and published in the New England Journal of Medicine, demonstrating that durvalumab significantly improved progression-free survival compared to placebo for patients with stage 3 non-small cell lung cancer after chemoradiation. In addition, alectinib was approved for first-line therapy in patients with ALK-rearranged metastatic non-small cell lung cancer. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Lung Cancer Update.